late into the night, this end of the Corniche here in Alexandria was jam-packed with cars blaring their horns and tens of thousands of people wildly celebrating. It's all much, much quieter this morning. Here on the beach, Walid, a fisherman, is getting ready to go out and catch some fish.
He's happy. For 30 years they've been in this kind of semi-occupation. There was no freedom, and this should have happened a long time ago.
Is everything getting back to normal this morning, or do you feel different?
He said, no, life's back to normal now, because now the army in charge, and the army would never betray the people, because the army and the people are one.
It's a chilly day, but there are a few couples out sitting at tables on the beach. Could I ask you how you feel this morning?
Mubarak brought this on himself. He's the one that put all the businessmen in posts and as ministers, and they're the ones that brought the economy of the country down.
There's a great deal of uncertainty now, isn't there, about what happens next. Are you worried?
God willing, the people of Egypt have a great tradition. Egypt's in their hands now. We're going to look after Egypt. Mubarak's gone. His corrupt regime of businessmen are gone.
What about you, madam? Do you share your husband's views?
I don't differ from my husband, but in my opinion, we're not going to replace him.
Of course, this is a city which depends very heavily on tourism, and all of that's been quite badly affected by the events of recent weeks. I wonder if local businesses are feeling at all optimistic about the future. Let's see what they're saying in the Grand L'Amour Café here on the Corniche. Were you up late in the streets last night?
No.
No, you weren't?
Stay home, at home.
I'm just interested if people are very anxious that normal business life returns to Alexandria.
I don't think. Military is now catch the country.
And that's not good?
Maybe it's not good. I think Mubarak is good. We have security of country.
He's very, very, very worried because the Muslim Brotherhood might rule Egypt. And if the Muslim Brotherhood rule Egypt, everything's finished.
Well, concerns on a number of fronts there about whether the military has what it takes to run the country properly, about the role of the Muslim Brotherhood in the new Egyptian political scene. Again, lots of questions for the people of Alexandria to grapple with.